This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Across the world, more than 531,000 people have lost their lives to COVID-19. The United States is the hardest hit country with more than 129,000 deaths. It's followed by Brazil with over 64,000 deaths. Britain has 44,000 deaths. Italy has more than 34,000, and Mexico has more than 30,000 fatalities at this time. India has added a record number of cases in a day. It's closing in on Russia as the world's third most infected nation. Brazil has the second highest number of cases in the world. Iranian health authorities announced 163 new deaths on Sunday. That's the country's highest official one-day toll. And Britain's police have concluded that drunk people cannot effectively socially distance after UK pubs reopened doors following a three-month hiatus. A report in the New York Times says a group of 239 scientists from 32 countries will publish an open letter to the World Health Organization in a scientific journal this week. Scientists want the WHO to revise its recommendations about how to avoid coronavirus infection. They say the virus is airborne, with particles hovering in the air in indoor spaces and infecting people who inhale those particles. The WHO says the virus is spread through larger respiratory droplets from an infected person's coughs and sneezes, and that these drop out of air quickly because of their size. If the virus is airborne, the Times reported that the consequences for containment will be significant, with new preventative measures including wearing masks indoors and overhauling ventilation systems to minimize recirculating air. The Times account says the picture which emerges is one of an agency that, despite good intentions, is out of step with science. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News.